Our work here is done.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. The government is beginning to get out of the business of rescuing banks. That's the message from the Obama administration. Marketplace's John Dimsdale joins us live from Washington. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bill.
It's been 1 year since the Lehman Brothers collapse. Why is the government now saying crisis over?
Well, essentially because the economy is improving. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner appeared before the Congressional Oversight Panel that monitors the Troubled Asset Relief Program yesterday, and he told them it's time for the government to shift from crisis response to rebuilding the financial structure.
The consensus among private forecasters now is that the U.S. economy is now growing again. The financial system is showing very important signs of repair.
And that makes it possible to wind down the government's program of injecting capital into the banking system to encourage more lending. Geithner said banks have begun to repay some of the $250 billion that taxpayers lent them over the past year, and he expects that in another year to 18 months, some $50 billion can be returned to the Treasury.
So, John, is that it? Curtain comes down, government rescue over?
No, not really. Geithner warned that there's still a long way to go before a true recovery takes hold. In fact, he said the lesson that he's learned from looking at past downturns is that the government bailouts usually end too early, and there's a risk of falling back into a decline. The banks still have lots of bad assets on their books, and he said the government will continue its program of using public funds to encourage private investors to buy toxic assets from the banks.
And I see President Obama has yet another major address scheduled, this one on Monday to Wall Street. What do you expect?
Well, he'll reinforce this message that on the anniversary of Lehman's collapse, that rescue efforts have been successful and it's time to extricate the government from propping up the financial system.
Marketplace's John Dimsdale, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Top U.S. officials saying crisis sort of over. That's not bad for business. European markets are up almost 1% this morning. Asian markets mostly rose today. China released some happy economic numbers. Hong Kong's benchmark is at its highest level in more than a year. Wall Street made it 5 positive days in a row yesterday, longest string since November. Procter & Gamble gave a good outlook and new unemployment claims dropped. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ were up more than 1% and the Dow rose 80 points to 9,627. Hundreds of day laborers and activists are swarming Capitol Hill today to push for immigration reform. They argue the economic crisis has meant growing abuse of illegal and also legal workers. Marketplace's Steve Henn reports.
Even during the construction boom, employers often ripped off undocumented day laborers. Nick Theodore studies the low-wage labor market at the University of Illinois. He says the collapse of the construction industry has made a bad situation worse.
The wage thresholds have begun to fall with the loss of work, and there's also been a rise in wage theft, the underpayment and non-payment of wages.
But now, he says, the abuses common in that underground economy are spilling into the whole low-wage labor market. In a study published this month, he found
68% of workers that we surveyed reported at least one violation of a major labor and employment law in the previous week. And it should be noted that we're not talking here about a few rogue employers or industries that are on the margins.
And Theodore says these abuses don't just happen to illegal immigrants anymore. They can affect anyone who has to take a low-wage job. He believes giving immigrants a legal right to work might help all workers protect their rights. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
May the best car win. That's the slogan for a new General Motors promotion that starts Monday. The company is hoping to win you over with one of its cars, but if it doesn't, no worries. GM will let buyers of its new vehicles return them for a full refund within 31 to 60 days. No questions asked. It just can't have more than 4,000 miles on it, and the driver has to be current on payments. The guarantee will cover purchases through the end of November. GM hopes the campaign will win back customers that have been a little leery of its cars since the company went bust last year.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing and online surveys. ConstantContact.com.
Officials from the European Union will visit Zimbabwe this weekend. It's the first visit of its kind since 2002, when Zimbabwe's economy was in a tailspin. The EU imposed sanctions targeting President Robert Mugabe and his allies. This visit by the European delegation is seen as a new effort to normalize ties between the two economies. Reporter Gretchen Wilson has more from Johannesburg.
The high-level European delegation will meet with President Robert Mugabe and his former rival, now Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, as well as other ministers in Zimbabwe's new coalition government. Zimbabwe's economy plummeted in the last decade under Mugabe's rule. There were also countless reports of human rights abuses by government officials. In response, the EU and the US imposed travel and business restrictions on Mugabe and his close aides. Now that there's a power-sharing government, African leaders want the West to lift all sanctions against Mugabe and his inner circle. They say it will help spark economic development. The EU delegation says that it will discuss normalizing ties with Zimbabwe, but the EU stresses that the visit doesn't necessarily mean it will lift sanctions. Officials say they first want to see progress in human rights reforms, respect for the rule of law, and more transparency in financial institutions. In Johannesburg, I'm Gretchen Wilson for Marketplace.
And finally, what would you do if you donated some old thing to Goodwill and then found out it was worth $500,000? Well, I know what you would do. You would say, great, they can sell it and help a lot of people. But then you are not an unnamed Miami investment firm. The firm was renovating its building, and they called Goodwill to come and haul away some stuff, including a 2.5-ton bronze sculpture of a ballerina. Goodwill did a little research and found out the ballerina was the valuable work of prominent American sculptor Sterrett Giddings Kelsey. So they called the investment firm and said, thank you for the art and enjoy your $500,000 tax deduction. Whereupon the company said, yeah, we're going to take that back. The head of the South Florida Goodwill said, quote, one man's trash is another one's treasure, I guess. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Thanks for tuning in. Have a good Friday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.